Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, welcome back to the show. I know that the show's been different recently. I'll be honest with you. I think all this traveling, all this going around to different places, I think it's been affecting me a little bit. And also, I know that it's been a little different, but my vacation's slowly coming to an end. Well, I guess it's more of a trip because I haven't had a whole lot of time to relax. But speaking of relaxing, one of the things I've actually done the last couple of days with a little bit of time I have had to relax is look at the debate between Trump and Biden, if that's what you want to call it. It would look like more of a Trump just trolling everybody the whole time because you could tell he couldn't actually say what he wanted to say. So he really just kind of made little jabs at Biden and was kind of just saying, look, this is what I'm going to do. Like, he was very bare bones with a lot of the stuff he said. You could tell he was holding back and he wanted to go way harder. But he basically had a hand tied behind his back if we were talking about, like, a boxing match. But the reason I bring up the debate is not because I want to get into a really deep political discussion with you. I mean, we might do that at some point, but that's not what I want to do right now. What I want to do instead is I think we need to discuss the media trust crisis. So what I mean is, does anybody actually trust the media anymore? The alphabet channels, you know what they are, you know, like, in my estimation, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CNN, all these different places, right? Do people actually trust them anymore? Does anybody listening to the show watch these channels anymore unless they have a special event or special going on that you can only watch there? And even if you watch these outlets, do you not just watch them on, like, Max or Hulu or Disney Plus or whatever instead of going on a cable dish or DirecTV setup and watching it? I don't think people really do that as much anymore. The only person I know who still does that is my grandpa. You know, shout out to him. I doubt he listens to the show. He's way different politically than me. So I highly doubt he never listened to the show. But it's interesting when you look at the fact that everywhere, without exception, and I mean both on the left and the right, by the way, I'm an independent. Just so we make things clear, I am not a Republican by my voting records. I am an independent. That I'm a registered independent. I am not in the pockets of one or the other. I am fully aware that both have their problems. The Republicans are known for just sitting in Congress and wanting to make money. Meanwhile, the Democrats tend to be more power hungry and they pretend like they're for the little guy to get their vote and then they screw them over for money and power. Democrats tend to like power more than money and the Republicans tend to like money more than power. At least that's a very huge overgeneralization, but I think it's largely correct. But when we get into this idea of media distrust, I think we both understand, if we pay attention to the media, that these people are basically just puppets saying whatever their corporate bosses want them to say. And one of the reasons I think the influencer culture is just skyrocketing is because people want they don't want to listen to talking heads. Well, at least not overtly obvious ones. They would rather listen to people who have more raw and authentic reactions. You know, kind of like, look, I'm not going to toot my own horn here. You know, I don't normally do it. But I have very raw reactions to things. Why? Because I'm human. I'm not being paid to say what I'm saying. There's nobody behind me. I don't have a advertising machine. I don't have people from Affirmative Action over my shoulder telling me what I can and cannot say like Trump did during the debate. But when we look at the fact that people can just overtly lie, whether they be in the major news networks, whether they be politicians, whether they be people who are just flag bearers with political opinions, and they pretend like they're, oh, I'm a good American. You're a good American, aren't you? Yes, 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 yeah, I'm a good American. Or they're on the other side, and they want to just talk about Trump's Schmendrick in a column. Oh, you don't know who that was? Oh, his name, he was actually the guy who helped moderate the debate the other night. Oh, yeah, you didn't know about that, did you? Yeah, he's obsessed with Trump's Schmendrick, apparently. The sick bastard. Anyways, back to the news networks themselves. The reason that I don't trust them, and I think a lot of people will understand this, and as you might as well, that the major news networks, back in the day, they were at least not as obvious with their very disgustingly biased opinions versus now it's out in the open. Now, some people still pretend like they're objective journalists when they are not. But for the most part, people are slowly starting to say, hey, you know what? This is my opinion. This is not a fact. This is just me expressing based off of the facts, quote unquote, my reaction to it. It's becoming more about the person's reaction to something than actually about the facts themselves. Now, there are exceptions, but I think that the social media influencers are gaining huge public opinion because they tend to be more forthright that they're not objective versus the old talking heads on the alphabet channels. They tend to not disclose that. They tend to pretend like they are actually objective journalists. They're journalists. You know, they pretend like they're better and smarter than the average guy or gal who actually can read the news. But let's get to this idea of fake news. Anybody ever heard of this concept of fake news? Of course you have. I think Trump was the one who made it popular back in like 2017, when after he won, they just slammed it over and over again. How much they were just, Trump did this and Trump is evil and whatnot. And I think we all saw it all front and center that people were just making up stories or they're exaggerating and pulling things out of proportion. And that's what led this idea of fake news, because A, it was catchy. And B, it was based off of the truth. There was a lot of propaganda going on, and there still is now. Now, you might ask, what is propaganda? Well, when we talk about propaganda, let's get down to what it is. Well, let's look back at World War I. World War I was the first major war across multiple continents and multiple countries. And so when people started to get disinterested with the war, when people started to say, hey, you know what, I don't want to be sent to go live in a trench and trudge through my own feces and fight and get the plague and die, they said, we got to find a way to get people to want to sacrifice themselves. So what did they do? They made it fashionable. They made it culturally imperative that you go and you sign up for the war. And World War II was the same way. Oh, we got to beat those nasty Germans. Oh, we got to beat those nasty Japs. We got to get Uncle Sam to say, I want you to recruit for the U.S. Army. You know, stuff like that. Or the silverback gorilla who would look, I think he had the resemblance of Nazi Germany at the time. And he was holding a woman under his arm. And he's like, I'm coming to take your women. And it was like supposed to be the Germans coming to take away American women. That's the propaganda we're talking about. Now, there are principles of propaganda that go back way before World War I. But because there was so much technological advantage, so much innovation that happened in a very short period of time, I want to use World War I and World War II because it's not that long ago in the history of the world. And like I said, a lot of innovation happened in a very short period of time. The radio was arguably the biggest tool used up until recently when we started using television and social media and the internet. But the idea of propaganda is you want people to think a certain way. You don't want to teach them how to think for themselves. You don't want to give them all the information and let them come to their own conclusions. No. What propaganda does is it tells you just enough to get you to think exactly what they want you to think, come to the conclusion they want you to come to that benefits them and not you. Circumnavigates your logic and more appeals to your emotions. And when you asked why you believe something, a very telltale sign that you have been brainwashed or that you've been propagandized properly is when asked why you support something, why you're in favor of something, instead of saying, oh, well, I support this for X, Y, and Z reason, you are like, you don't know. You don't know why you support something, you just do. That is propaganda slowly seeping its way in. And a good example of this in the modern day is the Rainbow Alphabet Army people, the LGBTQ people. Why would I say such a thing? Well, when you look at the fact that back in, I think it was 2008, the average person was not for homosexual marriage. Versus now, you can't imagine a world without it. And what, it's only been like 16 years? And when you look at the fact that throughout human history, there have been people who have practiced that lifestyle, but they've been the underground. They've never been so far out in the open like they have now, except for arguably ancient Greece. And so when you look at how the public opinion has been so heavily swayed in such a short period of time, you have to ask yourself how it happened. And it happened because a lot of different forces that have a large collective influence got in your head to emotionally accept this. Because logically, you would say it holds no weight. All you gotta do is look at debates that happen between so-called right-wingers and left-wingers. They don't tend to actually have a debate that leaves the other side saying, I learned something. It was more just them screaming or talking at each other. And the sound bites go viral on YouTube and Twitter, and that's about it. That's why a lot of people think they can't handle a debate, because they don't actually want to walk away with anything new. They just want the other person to see what they had to say was correct and the other person was wrong. That's not where a debate is actually supposed to be, at least not in my opinion. You're supposed to always be open to learning something. And so when we go to this idea of propaganda and the news media of today, they don't want you to learn anything. They just want to get you riled up enough to support whatever, to buy whatever products their bosses are being advertised on the on their channel, and to have the people in politics who had, you know, who the people in the corporate bosses who own these platforms also pay the super PACs. They support the political machine by giving money to it, arguably on both sides from what I've seen in my estimation. And so when you break it all down, it's basically a pyramid. Like a lot of other schemes, it's a pyramid. And this is why a lot of people are waking up to it, because they see that the people on stage are not masters of knowledge and wisdom. They're marionettes who are going to say and do whatever their corporate bosses say they should say and do, so that they then can make money, and that they can convince you to hate your neighbor so they can make money, and so you can watch their shows and buy their products. That's why I don't sit here and say Democrats are good, Republicans are bad, or vice versa. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and tell you just to be divisive for money. I want to tell you how to avoid being exploited, not to help you get exploited, because what the hell would be the point of that? There's enough people to do that here on the planet. My job as a commentator on this podcast is not to teach you, is to teach you about what is going to exploit you, what is out there to get you, so that you are not easily exploited by these entities. So you are not led into the meat grinder that everybody else is being walked down to when they're smiling while walking in. I want you to understand that the public opinion is shaped by these corporate talking heads. And a lot of it is to sell products that then turn you back onto their shows, and the shows turn you back onto the products. It's a circle. And we want to avoid being stuck on this hamster wheel of lies. And we need to avoid buzzwords that just give us what we want to hear, and to keep consuming these news outlets. And I think the debate was a good example of this. They had commercial breaks in there that they had not had historically, by the way, which only goes to show you that it's all about ratings and revenue. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't care about money. Who doesn't? Everybody cares about money. But I'm not going to undermine my own credibility by telling you that I'm not out to make money every once in a while. But I also want to give you the truth. Because the truth is more, it's more explicit than the most egregious pornography at this particular point. Because you can get prawn anywhere you want, versus you can't get the truth pretty much anywhere. Especially on these corporate news sites who might put a drop of the truth in their concoction of lies and deceptions, half-truths, and propaganda. And that's across the board. I'm not going to sit here and just say that it's just CNN, in my estimation, that's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Everybody, almost without exception, is doing it. on a level almost unheard of. But the most nefarious part is that back in the day, they had, like, for example, you look at NPR. NPR is actually funded by the government. It's National Public Radio. That you would expect. It's paid for by taxpayer money. Versus you look at others that are so-called private corporations, and they act pretty much the exact same way. My friends, when we get into this idea of trusting the media and the propaganda landscape that spans the entire spectrum, we cannot just say, I like this one side, so I'm going to choose to agree with them. Doing so will undermine your ability to understand the world, and it will undermine your ability to learn things that are new and exciting and things that might lead you to fulfillment and greater understanding. So my friends, I think I'm going to leave it there. What do you think? Do you think I'm wrong? Do you think I'm right? Would you go in harder? Would you go in softer? Pause. Let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Also, let me know what you thought about the debate, if you even watched it. I know a lot of people didn't even watch it. They don't want anything to do with politics, because politics is a nightmare. But my friends, in the meantime, I hope you think for yourself. I hope you give me the feedback that you want. Let me know what you care about right now that you would like me to talk more about. I won't be out here doing these types of shows, just audio only, for much longer, because I'll be back in the States in the next couple days. My friends, let me know what your thoughts are on this issue, because politics is extremely polarizing, especially during an election year. So I'd love to hear what you have to say. In the meantime, take care of yourselves, and I'm out. Peace.